Testimony to Believers at Paris, Maine. Paris, Maine, 1851. I was shown that there had been but little carefulness to follow the pattern. I was shown that there was a link between Brethren Andrews and Stephen's families that would have to be broken. This link did not tend to make them strengthen each other in the most holy faith, or to cause one another to grow in grace, but it did tend, if they were wrong, to make them build one another up in that wrong and hide each other's faults that needed to be brought out and got rid of in order to have the approbation of God and His free, strengthening Spirit among them. This attachment that bound one to the other was not formed because each family was so holy and reflected the image of Jesus so fully. If you stood more separate and had an eye single to the glory of God, you would be much stronger and God would be honored much more. I saw that you did not love Jesus as well as you loved each other, and you were more zealous to please each other than you were to please Jesus, who died for you. I saw that if you studied more daily to glorify God and to have the abiding witness that your ways please Him, you would be strong and valiant in the truth and would carry a holy influence with you. I saw that you have a knowledge of the truth and a form of godliness, but the power has been lacking. You have not had faith in God as you should have had, and when you have obtained the victory, it has lasted you but a short time. I saw that we must have victory every day and come up steadily. I saw that our keeping house has discovered selfishness in your families, and I saw that there has not been true faith in the visions, that some have doubted them and still have not true faith in them, and if they remained where they were, they would doubt them still more. I was shown the danger of doubting the visions. Had you believed the visions in time back, you would not have been left to go into the error you did. I saw that we must have vital godliness and heart holiness if we would be covered with the covering of Almighty God.